Heart Than Talent Radio.
Seminars Incorporated, Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent, Tuesday, January 7th. Welcome to January in the new year, 2020. If you're just coming on Facebook Live here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amy, congratulations on your success. Scott, welcome to the Facebook Live. Julie, welcome. Deb Lucas, welcome. We're going to have a great Facebook Live today. This is the every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Facebook Live. This call originally started in 1998 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I eventually moved it to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time for a live conference call. And in 2018 or 19, I moved it to a 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Facebook Live. So we're well over 1 year of this Facebook Live at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Facebook Live is recorded and available on podcast the following day on goldenmastermind.com. Very inspired because we're going to have a brand new website very soon with a lot of great content on it. You're going to see a much more expanded version of the website. I have a lot of internet marketing going on, a lot of new lead capture, lead generation, list building, a lot of exciting situations, inspiring situations going on with Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated and the team of Chris Schaar and Dylan Albertson. Topic for today's call is the psychology of leadership. Now, next Saturday, I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm in the process right now of putting up the events calendar. I'm having some challenges flying to the East Coast. This is very interesting. All of the inventory is sold out on United into Newark Airport for the month of March and the month of April. That's very interesting dynamic as we are finding a way to separate our feelings from the events that shape them. So the March event, March 7th, is going to be possibly moved to another date. So we'll let you know. So I will be in Boston, Massachusetts in March 21st. And February 29th will be in Minneapolis, and we're about to put Kansas City, Missouri on the map, and Saddlebrook, New Jersey will be on the map very soon. Also, the Rybrook, New York area. So I'll have those up and posted ASAP. For the call today, for the Facebook Live today, it's not a call, for the Facebook Live today, content I want to cover is leadership. So leadership is influence. Leadership oftentimes is overrated about leading others. The most important leader that you become is leading yourself. If you can't lead yourself, then leading others is not going to happen. So if your habits aren't exemplary, if your habits aren't good, if you're not able to be able to follow through on your own non-commitments, and you turn non-commitments into commitments, then you can begin to lead, because you can't lead people from what you're not doing. Because if you are not committed, then you're leading from your own non-commitment. As you learn to commit and be committed and stay committed, you can begin to influence more people. This is why it's important that you master your own emotions while mastering the skills, and you do this concurrently at the same time. One of the biggest discrepancies that hinder people in their own business is they don't master sales skills. And it's important that you may want to help the planet and you really love people in all of these situations that you tell yourself and seduce yourself. But if you're not skilled at selling, branding, marketing, writing content, hosting live Facebook Lives, you're going to have challenges in today's world. I mean, this is the age of sales, branding, and marketing. If you're not able to market yourself, that relegates you to hiring someone to do it for you. Well, you move into the land of the internet and the land of the unknown. It's your responsibility to create organic leads. It's going to be your responsibility to create a business, and you scale it from the bottom up one step at a time. And the fundamentals and the foundation, like right now, I'm being audited by the state of California. Well, I have nothing to worry about because I'm very skilled at running a business. My taxes, my accountant, my system, it's exemplary. So there's nothing to be anxious about any type of audit. What many people are anxious about is success. And so they confuse success and failure, and they get overwhelmed about being overwhelmed about failing, when it's really being overwhelmed about succeeding. And as you begin to let go and separate your feelings from the events, that's when you learn to lead yourself. So leading yourself is the most important situation that you learn to master. And by leading yourself, you master your emotions. It means you begin to eliminate the phases of anxiety, fear, and doubt that keep you avoiding your own success or your own failure. However you like to ruminate it and continue to communicate between your brain and body these avoidance tendencies that you have. In the rules of engagement, you engage, you don't engage the enemy, you engage in the business. And it's your responsibility to understand what you are being compensated for. If you're a real estate agent, the most important factor being a real estate agent is you get your license. Second situation you do is you learn how to create a listing. And if you don't have listings, you're not going to be selling houses. And if you have anxiety about the outcome, then that becomes the excuse that most people use to avoid. Avoidance is procrastination. And I wrote a book, a best-selling book called From Procrastination to Production, later remastered as The Procrastination Cure. And that's what many people do, is they avoid. So leadership is overrated until you can lead yourself. And also people have a great deal of anxiety about, I'm not sure if I'm good enough. I'm not sure if I can lead a team. Well, that may be true, but can you lead yourself? That's the most important situation. What you do daily is going to break down and determine your outcome. So like, I got up at 4 o'clock today and I was on my spin bike at 4:20. This is routine for me. Many people go, oh my God, don't you ever sleep? Actually, I don't. I rest. I rest in increments. I'm very skilled at resting. I'm very skilled at scheduling my time. I understand the value of my time and I devote it where it's going to bring me the greatest returns. I get paid for service and value. I get paid for closing sales. I get paid for building a culture. I get paid for selling products, services, benefits, and features. I mean, these are the situations that you require to understand so you can understand the laws of compensation. There's also a term called velocity banking that also, if you ever learned that skill, you would seldom be in any kind of debt because you would understand the debt cycle and the money cycle, and you would turn your profit dollars into asset dollars. And once you start to master that, now you start to have more money on your side operating for you. But if you live in a scarcity mindset, scarcity consciousness, poverty consciousness, if you're one of the many people that tell me, I'd really like to hire you, but you don't understand my situation. Oh, I clearly understand. I hear it at least 10 times a day. The American populace is in a very interesting situation. Now, I have never seen more people that have lost all their credit or have actually maxed out their credit than any other time in the history of our country. And if you are one of those people, I highly recommend that you change your dialogue with money and start to create profit dollars and start to understand the value of having someone who can really assist you to understand how your dialogue with yourself, your deserve issues, your lack issues, your poverty consciousness, how it will continue to perpetuate the debt cycle that you live in, keep you in the same situation over and over. If you own a business, your business isn't to help people. Your business is for profit. Being able to service people, add value to them, that all comes as part of that process. But the skill set in attracting a customer, a client, building a list, attracting to reality, people in situations, that you can create opportunities, that you can create profit dollars, that you can sell products, services, benefits, and features, that's going to be your responsibility to master that so you can lead yourself, so you can lead others. Leadership is influence. Now, if you take a look at the New England Patriots, they would arguably be one of the greatest sports franchises of all time. You'd have to take a look at the New York Yankees. You look at New England Patriots, the Boston Celtics at one point, the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, there are certain sports teams that have mastered winning. And they master winning by bringing the talent together. They build the culture. And then you're going to see certain companies in corporate America that build a brand. Then you'll see network marketing companies that build a brand. And then you look at real estate. You look at a company like Keller Williams. Gary Keller has absolutely put together a great real estate model that fosters self-improvement, personal development, and then the team concept of building and profit sharing. It's a very, very unique real estate model that has been perpetuated over and over. Selling is the highest paid profession in the world. And it's going to be your responsibility to understand what you get paid for as a sales professional. And if you're going to be able to build a team, well, it's going to require you to be able to learn the skills that you're going to teach others. So being able to close a sale in a three-way call or sit down at a table with someone, to one of your teammates, and being able to show them how to ask the questions in a sequence. I have a brand new script book You can purchase directly off my website. When I say brand new, it's actually been around for a number of years. The brand new portion is I just started selling it as an individual product. For years, it was a complimentary product that came with my prospecting clinic. It came with other product, service, and benefits and features, but now it's a standalone product. You can purchase it for $19.95 directly off my website on the download section and the book section. It's a script book that will show you the flow chart to asking the questions in the sequence. And so in leadership, you want to learn these key principles. Never ask someone to do what you won't do. Because if you haven't already done it, you can't teach it. You have to move out of theory and move into reality. And this is where some of the most anxiety that people have when they're building a culture. If you have challenges prospecting, if you can't overcome your own anxiety, how can you ever lead a team? If you have anxiety about putting myself out there, this is one of these terms that people say over and over. I heard it 3 times yesterday. I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. I ask all 3 people, where is out there? Is it, what stratosphere is in that? What galaxy is it? Where is out there? What it really means to the addicted self and the lower self from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Out there means I'm not sure if I can be vulnerable. I'm not sure if I can show up. I have camera shy. Well, the camera is, there's nothing to fear about the camera. The camera is not going to hurt you. It's your anxiety about making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, being judged, being rejected, being abandoned, that hinders a large percent of the population that is not comfortable with self. And as you begin to separate your feelings from the events that create your low self-esteem, your rejection issues, your abandonment issues, and then you learn the skills of asking questions, and then you move into consciousness where you understand, you know, and you are aware. So when I ask a waiter, a waitress, if they've ever considered owning their own business, and they go, I'm going to nursing school. Well, I didn't ask that question. I asked them, have they ever considered owning their own business? That is a question, and I can teach that to anyone. That's leadership. That is a clearly defined question. That's not being direct. That's clear. I ask a yes or no question. Have you ever considered owning your own business? I'm going to college. I didn't ask that either. I ask if you've ever considered owning a business. The way that person answered that question disqualified them. And many people go, well, don't you think? No, I don't think. I'll let you do that, because that's what most of society does, is they analyze, they think, they process. When you're in a no state, you don't have to explain to anyone what you know, because you know. When you know, you intuit. You are in extra sensory perception. You know. And when you know, you trust. And when you trust, you don't doubt. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape your anxiety, fear, and doubt, this is what robs you from being able to lead yourself and lead others, is you're not good enough. This is like universal. This is like, I don't care what country it is, a large percent of that country is emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, whether it's Australia, England, Canada, the United States, New Zealand, those are mostly English-speaking countries. A large percent of the database of those countries live in a place called low self-esteem. That's anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you are one of these people that is in this state today, well, contact me for a free 20-minute coaching session. I'll assist you to show you how to separate your feelings from the events. That's what letting go is. And if you're not practicing letting go, that means you're holding on. You'll be holding on unconsciously. You'll be holding on consciously, and you'll be holding on subconsciously. Those are the 3 areas of the anxiety, fear, and doubt that people hold on to. As you move into consciousness, consciousness means I know, I understand, I'm aware, and I trust. As you move into that state, now you can move into leadership, because you're not doubting your ability to lead someone. Leadership is simply influence and persuasion. You're not responsible for someone else's results. You're responsible for your results. You're responsible for your actions. You're not responsible for someone else's actions. If you have employees and they don't perform to a set of standards that are laid out for them, well, it's going to be your responsibility to attract your reality, the ideal candidates, through your ability to write, to attract. If you keep attracting the same situation over and over and wondering why this has happened to you, it's because you don't understand the science of attraction. You're relegating your attraction to luck, and luck doesn't win championships. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. When you understand the skill of attraction, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection that's relegating yourself to hope and luck. You don't win like that. Your ability to succeed is going to be a direct reflection of your self-esteem, how I feel about myself. your mindset about the vocation that you've chosen to succeed in. When you're committed to learning the skills, habits, and mindset of that vocation, then you start to eliminate the gap and a delay in your communication. That's like this. That's this gap and delay that most people have. That's the probably, the kind of, the sort of, I guess, and I don't know, that a large percent of the American populace uses in a sentence structure. They insert these words in here, and at the end of the sentence where the period is. I don't know. Anyway, when you telegraph your uncomfortability, you can't lead, because you can't lead yourself because you're not committed. If you're not committed, you're going to spend a lot of your time doubting and avoiding. This is what people do. When you're committed, when your why is clear, when you have clearly defined short-term goals, when you tell yourself this is this year, well, what does that mean? I mean, it has to mean more than just the word. This is my year. This is my breakthrough. Well, that's great, dude. But what does that mean? I mean, are you committed to it? I mean, if you don't want to have a job, then that leaves you the option of being an entrepreneur. Well, it's great to romance the freedom that an entrepreneur might create, but I can tell you right now, it's 1:20 in the afternoon, and I have the freedom to own my business, but I'm going to be producing the rest of the day until 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because I'm committed. I'm booked back to back throughout the day, and my dedicated time is dedicated to servicing my clients, prospecting in between calls, answering phone calls, answering emails, answering the messages that I receive 6 and 7 days a week. This is what business ownership is. I mean, you can have clearly defined boundaries where you take time off free of all guilt. I do that. But I also have produced time and I have relaxed time. So I can teach anyone the simple skills to be an employee for me because I have a system. I have a handbook. I have other employees that can teach that. What I do is simple. Everything I do is simple. That's what duplication is. But complication is not duplication. Complication means you're winging it. If you're complicated and overwhelmed, you can't lead someone. Leadership is simple. There's a simple flow chart, a simple plan. Everything we do is simple. So if you hire me to be your coach, I can show you a very simple way to qualify a prospect for your time. Now, this would be in real estate. This would be in network marketing, direct sales, a coaching client, how to hire an employee. I'm very skilled at teaching dating skills, how to find a soulmate, how to find an accountant, how to find an attorney. I mean, what do you ask an attorney that you want to hire? What do you ask an accountant that you want to hire? I interviewed a dog breeder last night, and I asked her a series of questions about the type of dog I wanted. I was very clear in the dog I was seeking. I wanted a Jack Russell Terrier. I learned a lot about Jack Russells last night. Even though I've had them four of them, I learned something. I want one 12 to 15 inches tall, and I want a smooth coat, and I want it from a registered bloodline from both parents. So, I mean, this is clear. And so I asked this woman these simple questions, but I could teach my employee exactly how to do that because that was simple. That was a flow chart of questions. I could teach a teammate how to ask those same questions. That is leadership. Leadership is very simple if you're not complicated. Leadership is very difficult if you're complicated. I'll say it one more time. Leadership is very simple if you have a simple plan to be a leader. Leadership is very complicated if you're complicated. You're not in the National Football League. You don't have a playbook that's this thick and you have to memorize every play. You're the quarterback of a small business from the comfort of your home, with the possibility of scaling that business into a few hundred people, possibly a few thousand. And if you have a few thousand people in your influence, that would be on your list, you're not responsible for their results. You're responsible for your results. Then it's your responsibility to deliver the content. It's your responsibility to deliver the system. It's your responsibility to follow up and follow through with the people who merit that. And the more you understand the simplicity of leadership, the less likely you are to overwhelm it. And this is why if you own a small business, it's your responsibility to master the skills and routine of that. So right now today, my assistant is with my accountant. One of my assistants is. We're preparing for an audit. And everything that my assistant's going to do, I taught him. So our books are exemplary. Our QuickBooks, our receipts. I mean, we have everything prepared for any audit anytime. So there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to get overwhelmed about. And there's two situations. Either I do pay or I don't pay, and that's it. There's nothing for me to get out in the future of because I have a system and a routine. So that's duplication. My assistant will show up at this audit. I don't have to. My accountant will show up the audit. I don't have to because that won't pay me any money. What will pay me money is being focused on results. And that's living the solution and that's living the result. The more you understand that, that you teach that, now you are leading a team. But if you live in an overwhelmed state, well, you're going to attract your reality. Commonly, people that are similar to your reality. As you learn to let go and separate your feelings from the events, and you learn to teach the let go process, well, then it enhances your ability. It makes you more attractive. It makes you more attractive to people. When you're relaxed in a relaxed body, when you're clear and you're certain, it also enhances your ability to lead people. And leadership is also, there's a level of detachment when you understand that you deliver the content and you're not responsible for the outcome. But it will be a responsibility to attract a few quality, like-minded success seekers of like energy to yours, provided you're not in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and you're living in consciousness, your 20% will change. 80% of any culture is going to be overwhelmed, anxious, in anxiety, fear, and doubt. They will buy products, services, benefits, and features, and some of them will drop out of the culture because they don't see the value, they're overwhelmed, they have broke thoughts, poverty consciousness, they're not committed, any multitude of situation, and that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to attract your reality, a few quality, like-minded people that you can align yourself with. That is called a mastermind. In 1, 3, 5, and 7, there are friends of mine who I enrolled in a network marketing business years ago. There are coaching clients of mine who hired me years ago. One of my friends, David Brennan, was in my team in 1992. He became my millionaire apprentice in 2002. And he just called me yesterday and let me know how he's doing in his life with 25 years of sobriety. I mean, that's someone who unequivocally is in the flow and in the game of life. And when you start to become a leader and a leader grower, this is when the compounded effect happens in your culture, whether it's real estate, mortgage, sales team, whether you're hiring sales professionals or whether you're building a culture in free enterprise, your ability to attract, your ability to lead, and then your ability to teach the skills will determine your outcome. And the more skilled you become at that, the higher the probability and more income you'll create for others while creating income for yourself. That becomes a win-win situation. So when you are setting goals, because this is one of the points on today's, and you're a visionary, I teach people to set clearly defined short-term goals, not big goals. Someone interviewed me yesterday, a man interviewed me, wanted to know what my 2 and 5 year goals were. I told him I don't have 2 and 5 year goals. I have a one-day goal, a one-week goal, a 30-day goal, a 90-day goal, and a year goal, because it's way out there. I do have a retirement plan, but that's 7 years away, and I'm not focused on that. He also asked me, it was interesting, he asked me who the mentor I would want to interview, and I said I want to interview Joe Montana because he had a successful Hall of Fame career, retired, and rode off into the sunset. That's what I see myself doing. I see myself riding off into the sunset, and that's the vision of my future. Now, I set business goals, but I also have lifestyle goals. I have a clearly defined goal. When I take a vacation next December in Maui, Hawaii, it's not going to be at the Ritz-Carlton. It's going to be at the Four Seasons. I learned something. I talked to my travel agent today. I'm already setting the goal that I'm staying at the Four Seasons on December 23rd through December 26th in 2020, and I already asked her to start to scale that out for me. That's a clearly defined goal. And so when your goals are short term and you have great habits, you will accomplish them. When you have bad habits and set big goals, you'll be addicted to disappointment. So you can teach short term goals to a team, these big goals, these big lofty goals that you're led to believe, and write down 100 goals and have a vision board. Now, contrary to popular belief, I've never built a vision board in my life, but I have subscribed to the Robb Report for over 30 years. And so the Robb Report is a magazine for the luxury lifestyle. I can see a picture in there and go, I can see myself owning that car. I can see myself traveling to that country. But I focus on results. And I have found that my results then allow me to live the lifestyle that I am seeking to live. Now, I have lifestyle goals, but I also have business goals. I have personal goals. And I'm able to separate those. So that's clearly defined goals. So that's what a vision is. It's clarity. You can see it. You can sense it. You can feel it. You can taste it. And then you also have a timeline on the goals that you set. Now, when you are simple, these are all simple strategies that I have mastered and been teaching for over 30 plus years. I've been a seven-figure income earner to two different business models. I was a seven-figure income earner in a direct sales company in the 90s. And successfully, for many years, I've owned a seminar company that I've had multiple millionaire apprentices with a few employees at the same time while producing the results from the comfort of one of my offices. And you could do the same situation if you would start to scale your business, have clearly defined short-term goals, create a simple system that you can produce 6 or 7 days a week and do the same thing without getting bored, without getting overwhelmed, without feeling chained to your desk with all the other stories that you tell yourself. And the situation about being able to let go of your anxiety about situations that have been, that will be one of the greatest goals you master is letting go, teaching yourself how to separate your feelings from the events that shape them so that you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. So 1 week from this Saturday, I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I want to thank my clients, Suzanne Maresca and Lisa Pazanza, for hosting this Fort Lauderdale event. Tickets are already selling here. It's impressive. We have someone coming from New Orleans. I have someone coming from Houston. This is inspiring to see people buying plane tickets to come to a one-day event. If you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, send me an inbox message. I'll respond to you immediately. I look forward to seeing you at one of the events in 2020. This is going to be an absolutely exceptional year. I mean, there's no accidents. If you're on this Facebook Live today, you already know, you're already aware, and you understand, and you're moving into a higher level of trust. That is consciousness. And if you have not purchased the book, Letting Go, the book, not the download, not the audio version, that's still good, but you definitely require the book, Letting Go. That book is a game-changing book because that will really assist you in 2020 in understanding the mechanism of letting go, because that's what raises consciousness. That's what allows you to lead yourself so you can lead others. So there's a skill set in leading. Leadership is influence. And as you begin to influence yourself and separate your feelings from toxic people, relationships that no longer serve you, as you find the right situation for you and know it, as you let go of your shiny object syndrome and focus. I assisted a woman today to be and stay focused and to let go of the shiny object syndromes that keeps people doing the same thing over and over. If you're not good at one business, what allows you to think that you can build two or three at the same time? That will just be add more overwhelm to your already overwhelmed state of being overwhelmed. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have an outstanding afternoon.